Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We do not want you to call and be serious about this. We don't want the Washington Valor. Okay? We don't want that. We know about the Red Tails. Okay? What I want to hear, number one in the clubhouse right now for new nicknames, or new names, you know, because we're getting rid of Washington apparently in some of these, my man Andre with DC Traffic. He gets us. Okay? He listens to the show. He knows what we're doing here. All right, so we got some of you guys here, and I can see, thanks to my guy Vic, who was working very hard during that break, so I can see some of these names. So I'm going to start picking up people who have the best names here. So my man Kevin in Ashburn. Well, the fact that you live in Ashburn, I'm guessing you're all in on this. So what's the name you got?
I am. This one's so perfect, it just rolls off the tongue. The Washington Marion Berries.
Hey, man, get reelected. That's what I'm talking about. All right, nothing can keep you down. The Washington Marion Berries. Oh, man. Look, that was wonderful. That was sensational. That's exactly what we're looking for. And the fact is, if you've been in this area long enough, like these names, you should just get. Sorry, I'm laughing just looking at some of these. Scott in Calvert County, what do you got, man?
All right. So Dan Snyder's a pretty self-centered guy, right? It wouldn't be unprecedented, like the Cleveland Browns, to have the Washington Snyders.
Man, I'm putting you on top of the list because here's the thing that's crazy. That sounds ridiculous. But am I the only one that, like, I could see that happening? They have a big press conference. Redskins was derogatory and offensive to a lot of true Americans. And we've decided to go with the Washington Snyders. Like, what? Hubris. My man David in Gaithersburg.
Hello?
Is this David?
Yeah.
We're in Gaithersburg. I got to ask that first.
It's technically Darnestown.
Okay. I'm sorry. He had the wrong town then. What's your name? What's your name for the team?
The Washington Gridlock.
I like that.
Traffic and politics involved now.
The Washington Gridlock. You're not just talking about traffic either.
No.
You're talking politics there.
All
right. I could see that. I could see that. Eric, I think you're a little bit off the charts with yours. What you got, man?
Hi. Thanks for taking the call. Mine is Washington Whack Jobs.
All right. I think we got to be a little bit more creative than that. You know? Like, Whack Jobs is, it's too elementary. We need something, like when you say DC Traffic and you're thinking, I love cherry blossoms, I hate it when they're here. You know what I mean?
Like, cherry blossoms are awesome to look at. But, like, I respect protests, but the last couple of weeks trying to get home, what streets can I take? D.C. traffic. It hits you, okay? You don't know why a street is being blocked off at any given time in the circles. All right, D.C. traffic, I'm with you. This one intrigues me. I don't know what's happening here. So, Brad in Silver Spring, explain your name. Good, but what's going on, man, with this name?
Brad Metro, you got to know where the arc and insulator is. It's saying it break down all the time to cause delays on Metro.
So, the DC insulators is what you're saying?
Yeah, the arc and insulator. You see it all the time.
All right. I do see one that kind of rings true to the Redskins in the sense of what I've heard, you know, what you know of the past. Kevin, give us your nickname. Kevin, are you there?
No, it's George.
Oh, George, how's it going?
I'm just fine. The Hostile Hogs.
Okay, why the Hostile Hogs? I think I know why, but
well,
tell me.
They used to be called the Hogs, but, you know, we need something that shows how tough they are. So the Hostile Hogs would do it.
Okay. I could feel that. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this to Twitter. I have about six or seven names now. We're going to go to two or three more people, and we're done with this. But I think I have six or seven strong to do a poll on Twitter. My man Steve in Cincy, what you got?
Hey, man. Hey, the Backstabbers. Only one that fits the situation to longtime fans like myself.
Why do you say that, Steve? You sound very hostile.
I'm very hostile, man. This, you know, this Rivera guy comes in. He's a Jeff Fisher clone. He comes into town, and he says, you know, this is very personal to me. I want the name changed. Whatever he did, he didn't coach a daggone down in this town. And to longtime fans like myself who supported the team, buy merchandise, go to games, and now they're changing the name on us. And this guy comes out of nowhere. He's a big jerk. And he says it's personal to me, too. This means a lot to me. Been a fan since 75, and I spend my money there. And, you know, they're losing me as a fan and alienating me, the very small portion of the fan base that is still going to be around. There's a big portion of that, like myself, who are going to be really alienated by this guy.
Wow.
Dan Snyder.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Ron Rivera. I was like, hey, give him a chance. But Dan Snyder, you know what? I mean, I can't disagree with you on that. Just if you're looking for a new team, if you don't want your owner all up in the videos. You know where I'm going with this, Vic. Big Blue. All right, I don't want to get hurt. Got to walk the streets of D.C. Can't be trying to convince everybody to be Giants fans. What are you going to do? All right, Ron, I think you got an interesting name. What is it?
What's up, Chris? If I'm Dan, I'm going to tie in weather and politics and how my team has played over the past 20 years and call them the D.C. Swamp.
D.C. Swamp. That actually sounds like that seems like a real name. When you look at the other names that I was rolling off before this, when we're looking at all the sports, like if there's the Colorado Avalanche, why can't you be the D.C. Swamp? I can see it. I can see it actually happening with some of these terrible names we have in all the sports. Joe, what you got?
Hey, man. I got a name that's suitable for the offense and defense and the culture of our city. It's the D.C. Corruption. We on the field, we try to corrupt the other team's offense and defense, and that's what we do at work.
You said we, as in you do some stuff at work that I don't do. I just talk to people. Okay, so I don't know what you do at your job, but definitely it's something I don't really want to know about if it's corrupt. You know what I'm saying, Vic? Vic's with me on that. All right, our last caller on this, is it Rick?
Yeah, hey, man. Just wanted to pitch the idea of Six Flags football team.
Explain that one. I don't understand what's happening.
You know, you got Snyder. He's got ownership of Six Flags. It kind of goes along with, you know, his money-grubbing ways. I can see him trying to weave the two franchises together, and I think Six Flags football team would be it.
Here's the thing. At first, I was like, what is he talking about? You brought that home in a hilarious way, man. I mean, Daniel Snyder gets so much hate every time I'm on this show. There's never been a time that I've sat in this chair, not once. I mean, even when the team, remember when Alex Smith had this team, what was it, 6-3? And like people were still, if we just get rid of Dan Snyder, we can win a Super Bowl this year. I was like, what? It's not how it works. Oh, man. But the Six Flags one, I was like, that's not a good name. It's not.
Why don't you just go with the Washington Nikes or the Washington FedExes? That would definitely help the sponsors.
Vic, what's wrong with you, man?
I'm just trying to play off the last guy.
There's FedEx Field. They already have that. So they should just make it Six Flags Field.
Not bad.
Man, Nike wouldn't put their name on this franchise. They won't even sell them merchandise for their website. What's wrong with you? People are like, oh, I can't find Redskins gear. And you know how, I hate to do this, but I have to do it. You know how bad this team is? When I saw that, oh, I can't find any Redskins gear, I was like, yeah, no one wants to buy that. That's why they're making a stance. I just thought there was no merchandise to be had, is what I thought. When I first originally saw people posting, I went to find Redskins sneakers, and I'm like, why would you do that? I have no idea why. What's going on here? I should stop now, Vic, before I get hurt. All right, when we come back, we're actually going to switch this on to something positive because I've been extremely negative bashing this name change all morning. Thank you to everybody that called in with your funny names. We're going to revisit this a little bit later and try to figure out. Me and Vic will huddle up and figure out I guess we can't huddle up anymore, Vic. It's like against social distancing. So if I tell people we're doing that, I'm breaking the law or something. We're going to put our minds together and figure out the top five of all you guys that called in. But when we come back, we're going to tell you about something special. My man Chase McKeezy from Trophy Body Personal Training has been helping out in the community during COVID-19. You want to hear all about it next, right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Chris Miles here. I'm joined with a special friend. Welcome in, Chase McKeezy. Chase, good to have you, man.
What's going on, Chris, man? It's good to be here.
All right, let's tell our audience a little bit about you. So your main job is as a personal trainer for Trophy Body Fitness. That's your own company.
Right.
But you're partnering with several other companies this week for a good cause. So Step Towards a Cure is what you're working on now. Explain to people exactly what that is.
Right. So next week, we are taking steps towards a cure. Before COVID dropped, what happened was we were going to do a really big boot camp and help raise money for LLS, Leukemia Lymphoma Society. Obviously, we couldn't do that boot camp anymore. I think we were scheduled like March like 18th, like 3 days after they shut things
down. That's
crazy. So we kind of pivoted and actually did this other really cool charity event, Mighty Meals for Hospital Workers. We were dropping off meals for hospital workers for a couple weeks there, or a couple months actually, now that I think about it. And now we wanted to circle back and give our money and our efforts back to LLS, Leukemia Lymphoma Society. For me personally, I always like to do some work. I don't want to just ask for handouts. I want to support these cancer patients, survivors, doctors, and all that. But what we're going to do is we're going to head over to National Stairs right here at the ballpark by the studio. And every dollar that gets donated, me and my buddy who's Man of the Year candidate for LLS, we're going to run one step. So we're about 3,000 steps in right now. So we're going to be out there in the sun baking for a couple hours trying to raise some money.
So in 100-degree weather, you have to do 3,000 steps?
That's where we're at right now. And we just started this campaign. So I'm thinking we're going to get to at least 5,000. That's our goal, which, like I said, a couple people have asked me, are you really going to do it all at once? And I tell them it can't be harder than beating cancer.
For all of us that have been to Nats games as we're trying to enter the stadium and we're sweating on the way up, could you imagine? So how many times up and down is that?
So I counted. You know how to count. 33 steps to go up one flight. That it seems like more. That's a big old... flight of stairs to get up to, what is that, first base gate there? So 5,000 steps is maybe 150, 200 times up that flight of stairs. So we're going to be out there.
You're going to do it in one day.
Oh, one day. No way I'm going to stop. That's just unacceptable.
I think we have a pinch runner ready for the Nats.
Right. <Yeah.
laughs> When the season starts, I think you'll be in perfect shape.
I'll get to that top stair and just walk straight in the stadium and suit up.
So also, I mean, I saw a lot of your posts in regards to the meals that you were dropping off to frontline workers during the peak of COVID, and you know, the hospital workers that didn't have time or in some cases the resources at that point to go get food. Explain what that experience was like for you and what hospitals you delivered meals to.
So we did 20 hospitals over the DMV area, also some like kind of like nursing homes, anywhere with a hospital staff, right? A medical staff. When it first started out, I wanted to find a way to support frontline heroes. I thought the best way to do it, you know, being a personal trainer, was to help their immune system, right? I believe so much in healthy food and healthy, you know, lifestyle. So I called up some hospitals with my buddies from Puso Foundation and Hearts of Empowerment, called up some hospitals and asked them if we could drop off some food. Like, can we help out these staffs? Now, the problem was, well, I don't know if it's a problem, it's good, but you couldn't cook anything from home. You had to have a certified kitchen. Everything had to be individually wrapped and packaged because they couldn't be sharing these meals. So I couldn't drop off pizza or lasagna or pasta, like those normal things, not even like Krispy Kreme donuts if we wanted to go that route. You couldn't do it, not a box of coffee, right? So I am actually a partner in Mighty Meals Meal Prep Service, and they actually fit the bill. They're individually packaged. It's an AIA, USDA-approved kitchen. Everything's individually labeled. I'm like, this is perfect. I can do this. So I actually called up Mighty Meals. They actually offered to match 25% of all donations. So every dollar we brought in, they gave us 25 cents on top. And we just started going hospital to hospital. It was 20 hospitals and like $22,000 and change. And that came out to like 2,000 meals across the DMV.
It just feels as if the frontline workers at the hospitals are almost overlooked, almost forgotten in this sense. I mean, when you think of people who need to actually be taken care of because they're at the highest risk. And then when you're working those kinds of hours, I mean, you're at other health risks, just your immune system is weaker.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's, you know, me and you, we're walking around and we're a little paranoid because someone we might encounter might have this, this virus, right? When they go to work, everyone in that room has that virus. They know that they're encountering that virus. So it was really a special thing to have them come out, and the gratitude that they have that they're just coming out here with all this grace, giving us all these thank yous. I'm like, no, thank you. Like, you guys are the heroes here. So it's really cool. I mean, I can't say enough about the staff around the DMV and these hospitals, just going out there and truly being heroes, frontline heroes. It's the best way to say it.
So take me back to Step Towards a Cure and exactly how the proceeds are helping out that organization.
So I always, you know, it's kind of twofold for me when I'm trying to decide where we want to fundraise money for. First of all, is the cause great? Every 3 minutes, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. Every 3 minutes, someone is getting diagnosed. It's crazy. And with all these things that are being canceled, cancer is not canceled, right? So that's why I love the cause. Then I started looking at organizations. LLS, Leukemia Lymphoma Society. Since 2017, there's been 50 FDA-approved medicines, processes, whatever you want to call it, to help fight cancer, help fight these blood cancers. The research that LLS has done has been a part of 47 of those 50 approved medicines and processes. So I want to make sure not only is this an organization that is creating change, but they're creating change now. So in the last 3 years, 47 of the 50, I'll take that on a jump shot percentage or TD interception ratio, as you would talk about, I will take that. So I was like, man, we really got to do this, and I don't mind doing the work. So $1 a step. If you put in a bigger donation, $50, $100, you get some additional steps. So we're out there. I'm ready to go.
When you partnered with them and when you guys were planning this, are they having issues in raising donations considering what's happening with the economy and also people so focused on COVID? Is cancer research and funding, is that losing some ground right now because of that?
I can't say for sure, right? I'm not an expert, but this year has been harder to raise money, I think, for this annual Man and Woman of the Year campaign to help against these blood cancers. And part of me, I totally understand it. I think there's a lot of awareness right now for tons of different causes, and there's a lot of things going on, right? We see it right here in our own city. So I have no issues with that, but I think it doesn't mean that one thing has to deter from the other. Just because COVID is going on doesn't mean that we can't give to other causes. And like I said earlier, cancer is not canceled. Every 3 minutes, someone is in there. Families are going through this. Patients are going through this. Medical staff are going through this. So I think it's important to remember, if this is going on, that we need to help support it. And also, there's different sects, right? Some people, this cause really speaks to them. They've been directly affected by it. Their family members have been directly affected by it. So we still have a lot of support. But of course, I think there's a lot of people going a lot of different ways. And a lot of people also, right, they lost their job. Things are going on. The economy is stressed. And it's hard to give. But that's why I thought I'd add a little incentive. I've got a lot of clients that owe me a lot of reps that I've passed out to them. So I'll take some of the steps back.
You also work with FitDC. Mm-hmm. Explain their initiatives and how important they are to this area.
So FitDC, if you ask me, really started like this. So if you didn't know, D.C. for like 3 years in a row was the fittest city in the nation.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, fittest city in the nation was D.C. And they base that on like activity of the community, gyms per capita, right? There's like 16 gyms if we look out this window. It was the fittest city in the nation. I think it was 2 years ago, right before FitDC started, maybe 2.5 years ago now, Arlington and Minneapolis took that crown. I think it was Minneapolis, then Arlington, Virginia, then D.C.
Yeah, Arlington, Virginia, though.
I take that as credit for D.C.
Yes. It's in a diamond.
Yeah. So Mayor Bowser, I think she has a really big, I don't know what to call it. She really likes fitness, is the way I should say it. She really puts health as a top priority. So she created FitDC as an initiative to help D.C. come back and be the fittest nation in the country again. So that meant boot camps, nutrition classes, new grocery stores, dropping off fresh produce to boards that don't typically get access to that, and boot camps and large-scale events. And that's where I came in. So my buddy Will, Jim Jones, he put a team of trainers together for FitDC. And we go out and we do free, huge, large-scale boot camps, which have, of course, been canceled. I know you've been to a few, actually.
Yeah.
But now, lately, what we've been doing is we've been teaming up with different companies and missions, like Martha's Table, to bring fresh produce and deliver it across the city. So we've also been filming some virtual boot camps so kids can still move at home and do stuff like that because they can't get out to all these great community centers that the city has.
And that has to be huge now for kids to just have that opportunity to do that.
Yeah, and I think for parents alike, right? Those kids got energy. Like, you imagine just all of a sudden your kids normally at school, at recess, running around with 30 other kids, and now a kid's just at home, can't go out, can't go to the playground. So it was pretty cool. We just teamed up with the new Trolls movie with FitDC to give them like a little dance-a-thon and have that. My wife's a first grade teacher, so she kind of was able to introduce a good way for me to have kids and make it a little bit less like a boot camp. I can't be like yelling at these kids to do burpees and whatnot. So,
a burpee, there's a lollipop. That's not how this works, kids.
Yeah.
It's not how it works.
It's a horrible complex to start. do a burpee, eat a donut. That's a bad complex to start young.
Oh, man. They say you work out so you can eat. I don't think that's how it's supposed to work. No. So tell everybody where they can find you on Instagram, on Facebook, and do you have a Twitter? You on that?
Don't have Twitter. Best way to find me is at Trophy Body PT. So PT like personal training at the end. Trophy Body PT on Instagram. Trophy Body Personal Training on Facebook. If you want to go straight to the campaign, if you didn't like the sound of my voice and you want to assign me some extra steps, you can do that too. That's on, it's a GoFundMe. So it's GoFundMe.com/F/FinalClimb. That's what we're calling it because this is our last week to raise money for this Man and Woman of the Year campaign for LLS.
Yeah, if you're into pain and torture, go find this man and go support. If you are supporting people who, are suffering from cancer or know anyone in your family that has had any form of it, you might want to torture this guy as well and make him run some more stairs over there at Nats Park. Or if you're just a baseball fan, World Series champs back in action, back at the park. Well, that should be a reason for it, too. Chase McKeezy.
Mm-hmm. You said it right. Yeah, no N in there. No McKenzie.
No McKenzie. No McKessie. It's McKeezy. Mm-hmm. I've known you for a while now, and I had to get that right, you know, because you see it and you go a different way. But check him out. Again, tell everybody on Instagram. Where's it at?
It's at Trophy Body PT. Send me a message. Send me an email. Send me a video message. I would love to hear from y'all. If you have any questions, health and wellness, just be ready. I will talk your ear off because I love it.
All right. Thanks for stopping by. When we come back, I think we might get back to this this name-changing deal because it seems like that's all people want to talk about. You listen to Chris Miles here on 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. So we've been talking about the Washington football team name change. And as we just came back, someone hit me up on Twitter and said, the Washington current president. So, for instance, right now they would be the Washington Trumps. Before, they would have been the Washington Obamas. Before, you get it. So, every 4 years or 8 years, they would change the name to whatever president. So, instead of being, for instance, the Washington president, like you would technically be the Washington presidents, but you would just use the last name of whatever president. That is an awful idea, but our guy Gene gets what we were doing when we played the game earlier. So for those that have been listening for a while, thank you. First and foremost, we came up with names that probably wouldn't fly to replace Washington Redskins. So a lot of them were fun. A lot of them were lighthearted. For instance, DC Traffic, the DMV, the Hostile Hogs. But then the D.C. Swamp, D.C. Corruption, a lot of Washington Curse. But there was one that stood out because we had a caller that didn't take it lightly. And I think his sentiments need to be understood in this regard. And he called them the D.C. Backstabbers. Vic, let's run that back.
I'm very hostile, man. This Rivera guy comes in. He's a Jeff Fisher clone. He comes into town, and he says, you know, this is very personal to me. I want the name changed. Whatever he did, he didn't coach a daggone down in this town. And the longtime fans like myself who supported the team, buy merchandise, go to games, And now they're changing the name on us. And this guy comes out of nowhere. He's a big jerk. And he says it's personal to me, too. This means a lot to me. I've been a fan since 75. And I spend my money there. And, you know, they're losing me as a fan and alienating me, the very small portion of the fan base that is still going to be around. There's a big portion of that, like myself, who are going to be really alienated by this guy.
Okay. There's so many moving parts here. And it gets deep. Because essentially what our friend is saying is an issue we have in this country overall. What he's saying is my tradition as a fan is more important than the derogatory issue that a group of people feel about the name. So what he's saying is, look, I've been a fan of this team since 1975, which means he celebrated Super Bowls. The Hogs, Joe Gibbs. We understand that history and tradition. What I'm trying to explain to him on this show is that that's not lost. For instance, the Washington Wizards changed their name. They still have the history of the Washington Bullets. If John Wall, Bradley Beal move up the charts in scoring, assist, they are passing Washington Bullets. Do you understand? So if you change the name, that history is still there. And I think it also gets to the point of if the name is changed, you still have to keep the same colors. I think if you change the colors, that's where the fan base is really lost. For instance, if you look at the Washington Wizards colors, they're the Bullets colors. So the tradition, the history is still felt there. If you try to change that burgundy and gold and make it red, white, and blue, I think people will lose their minds. I think you'll have more callers like that. As far as the Ron Rivera shot that he took, I understand what he's saying in the sense of, okay, he hasn't earned that respect here from the fan base to make changes. But Ron Rivera is just speaking his mind. You think Ron Rivera wields so much power that he can come in here and change the name of the team? No. But Nike can. FedEx can. And if all of these people are saying it's time to get it done and you're against that, you're wrong. But I think for me to just sit here and be like, you're wrong, I have to put a few things in context and just how wrong you are. Because this movement of moving away from derogatory team names is not new. This is 2020, right? We all know the year because we can't forget it. It's been awful. But when did teams move away from the name the Redskins? Like, it's happened already. 1997. Think about that for a second. Miami University of Ohio, they were the Redskins. And in the 90s, they said, this is no good anymore. We can be the Red Hawks because that gives more attribution to Native Americans and it takes away from the derogatory purpose of this here. We're moving on. Do you think people really care that they're the Red Hawks and not the Red? No. They don't. If you look at other schools and universities that had similar names, I mean, the St. John's Red Men changed their name to Red Storm in 1995. So for you to say, hey, I don't want to change the name, you still have your tradition. And you know what? It's been bad since the 90s, so why do you even want to keep that? Don't you want a fresh start? Imagine, okay, let's be objective here. if you want to appeal to a younger fan base, because our friend that called was like, hey, I've been a fan since 1975. Well, Daniel Snyder and company, they need to appeal to the fans that are like 10 years old now. And if you are not on the up and up with your name, it's going to be the same thing that other fans in this area have done. They're like, oh, I'm a Cowboys fan. Why? Because they don't really feel the Redskins' name. They don't feel the history. And the history is deep. Okay? It was the last NFL franchise to integrate. They had to change that fight song that you love, the Hail to the Redskins. They changed that. It wasn't Fight for Old DC. It was Fight for Old Dixie. Think about that. Most of you don't even know that. So if they change the name from Redskins to whatever it's going to be, well, when? I'm sorry, I use the term if. You got to get over it because it's happening. You have to understand it's the right thing. It's been too long, and now the money is drying up. Your sponsorship for your stadium, it's a wrap. But you still have your Super Bowls from the 80s. I mean, if you want to live in 84, 83, whatever. If that's where you want to live, 1975 is what the caller said, that's fine. Kenny in Virginia has a point. Kenny, what do you have?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
I'm one of those guys that's been a fan since I can remember. I've got the logo tattooed on my arm. I've got half of my house dedicated to the Washington Redskins. I'm sympathetic from the last poll they did in 2016. 90% of Native Americans didn't care, didn't bother them. The other 10%, it did. So I'm sympathetic for the 10%. But why change the logo? The logo is a proud Native American on a helmet, and I don't see anything derogatory by that picture on the helmet. Keep colors, change them to the Warlocks or Warhawks or whatever, but leave the color and the logo alone. And then I don't think you're going to lose a lot of the fan base at all for that.
You know what?
But the colors and that helmet is tradition. That helmet, that emblem is tradition.
Kenny, I actually agree with you. I don't think this is that hard. Why is it that the Redskins' name is derogatory? Let's say it. It infers scalping a human being. I'm saying it to you so you understand. If you are that hurt for it, teams change names all the time just because they want a fresh start. This team has been garbage for 20 years. You have one 10-win season in the last 20 years. You probably want a name change for that. I'm feeling Red Hawks. I think our last caller kind of hit the nail on the head for me in the sense of you got to do it, but you keep your tradition and you stay with it. I also kind of like all the patriotic names, but I know it's not happening. The Valor, Marines. That's kind of, I feel like that's DC. Like if you're from anywhere else in this country and you come here, you feel the military as soon as you get here. Like there are times I go on walks and I'm like, is that a military base? It is. Is that a barracks? It is. Is that a Navy yard? It is. That's what this area is, more so than a derogatory Native American name. That's me on my soapbox. Sorry, some of these callers, they got me there, Vic. That's what it is. All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, hopefully I can focus on something positive and you guys don't send me on another tangent down a dark road that I don't want to go down.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, welcome back. You know, I realized something. I was trying to go down my list of, like, the worst names in all of professional sports to try to make you feel better about the Washington Redskins having to change their name. And then I realized something. I didn't even get to the NFL. I didn't even get to the list of, like, terrible names in the NFL that we have just all adopted. Because we went over the great names. And the great names are in the NFC East, baby. Cowboys, Giants, Eagles. And I will say it, Redskins, that's a sports name. But then you look around and you go, somewhere it went horribly wrong. But this is my point. Winning cures all. Because the worst name in all of sports for a team used to be, it's basic, boring, and bland. But now, it's the biggest brand. The Patriots. Like, do you guys not? I bet our caller that called and was like, I've been a Redskins fan since 75. He remembers this. But before Tom Brady, I mean, that, it just, when you're like the Patriots in those stupid red uniforms, like, ugh. I think the Bills is a weak name. I like the Buffalo Bills. And, of course, the Browns. Like, think about it. Of those three teams that might be the worst names in the NFL, the Patriots is the one that it just would skip your mind. And you might even disagree with me now. Like, the Patriots, it's so patriotic. It's just, come on. The New England Patriots was not a great name, but all of those Super Bowls have turned it into that. And I think that's part of what our one caller that was so angry when he said, oh, we're going to lose the tradition. Other people, well, oh, I have all the merchandise, and I have the Redskins logo tattooed on my body. Now, there's something about a tattoo that, you know, it's permanent. And there's something about sports. It's not permanent. So you got to think about that before you get a tattoo of anything sports. Because I wonder, people have tattoos of their favorite athletes and stuff, and sometimes they get into things you don't want that tattooed on your body. I'll leave it at that. I don't know, man. I think when you look around all the sports, Knicks, Clippers, terrible names. But you get accustomed to it. So whatever they change the Redskins' name to, if it's the Red Hawks, I think that sounds bland and boring. I think Redskins, it's sexier. But if they change it to that, that's what it's going to be. And you have to adapt to it. And if you have a problem, again, with a team changing the name because of what it means to people, and I know a lot of people cite this poll, 90% to 10%. But think about what the name means. And think about all the other organizations in college sports and high school sports that have moved on from this. A professional sports team can do it too. It really isn't that hard. I do feel you on the colors, and you want to keep your tradition, and you want to keep, you know, your Super Bowl history. But you keep that with a name change. All right, we're going to go over our list of some of the best names before we switch this thing up at the top of the hour. Thank you to all the people that called in. The Washington Marion Berries, that was a great one. The Washington Curse, also solid. Washington Gridlock, Potomac City Potholders, DC Corruption, DC Swamp, DC Backstabber. The dude that said Six Flags, he lost me, but then he got me back when he said, oh no, because then Snyder can just have his name on every. I like that guy. I like what he did there. His explanation brought it home. My favorite, and I've said it before, DC Traffic. I'm rolling with that. Like, I know that's not going to be the team name, but they need to name something here, DC Traffic. Next time they have one of those leagues that become defunct, like the XFL or the AFL, or, yo, I need the team to be DC Traffic. That's where I'm at with it. I don't want to hear Washington Valor. I don't want to hear DC Defenders. I don't want any of that serious stuff. I want DC Traffic to be the team name. Okay, we started today's show about a big boom on July 4th. I'm not talking about the fireworks that you saw light up in the sky. I'm talking about another boom on the national recruiting trail. The top of the hour, we'll catch up with the number one quarterback in the country and possibly the top quarterback prospect ever to come out of DC.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.